reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 4 to 11. This is from the translation of the Latin American Bible. My brothers and sisters, such confidence we have toward God through Christ. We do not dare to think that our work is due to any merit of ours. We know that our ability comes from God. It is God who has enabled us to be ministers of a new covenant that no longer depends on the written letter, but on the spirit of the law. For the letter brings death, but the spirit gives life. The ministry of a law carved on stones brought death. Nevertheless, it was surrounded by glory, so that the Israelites could not even look on the face of Moses because of its brightness. But it was a glory that passed away. How much more glorious will be the ministry of the Spirit? If there was greatness in a ministry which used to condemn, how much more will there be in the ministry which brings holiness? The ministry of the law was held as glorious, but it was an imperfect glory. Yet it will no longer be so when a glory far more superior appears. So if what was going to pass away was glorious, how much more glory is there in that which lasts forever? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul is once again establishing his credentials, his credibility. The preachers who oppose him would sometimes bring letters of recommendation by some community or some apostle. Right before this passage, Paul acknowledges that he has no such letters, that it was Christ himself who made him an apostle. He even professes to the Corinthians, "You are my letter of recommendation," a letter written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Letter carved not in stone, but in the hearts of flesh. And he contrasts once again how the letter of the law can kill, but the spirit of the law brings life. Paul humbly acknowledges that his ministry is of God, that it is the truth of God's Spirit that is the ultimate recommendation. Yes, the written law can be an instrument of God, but the letter of the law can kill, and it is the Spirit that brings life. Do you remember when Pope Francis washed the feet of that young woman, one who was not even a Christian, at the Holy Thursday ceremony? Not even a Christian, and a woman. Well, a certain church authority commented that in doing so, he was mistaken and not acting according to church law. It's astounding to me that it's still an issue, even our own times, that often the letter of the law does not bring life. But the Spirit is magnificent and glorious and can surprise us into new life. Then Paul writes, "How much more glorious is the ministry that brings holiness?" Yes, the law was and is important, but Paul was to bring believers into a live communication with Christ and his Spirit, so that from then on, in the new covenant, they can share in risen life, Paul says, life that will last forever.